At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The following audio contains a personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note that they have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. The stories shared reflect the unique experience of a very small percentage of Optavia coaches and should not be relied upon by prospective or current Optavia coaches as an indication of what they should expect to earn. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches.
Well, welcome everyone to the Monday Night Leadership Call. I'm Brian Drollinger, Integrated Presidential Director, and Dr. A asked me to lead this tonight and to host it. I'm very excited about tonight's call and tonight's topic. We have some wonderful leaders that are going to be speaking to you tonight, and we're going to be talking about extreme ownership and what it means to be to basically take responsibility for yourself and for your business and for what things happen in your business and basically your health and also development, how we take extreme ownership of that as well. So I'm going to go ahead and kick this off by introducing our first guest speaker tonight, Global Director Gwen Peterson. Gwen, you there?
I'm here. Thanks, Brian, for inviting me to come and speak on extreme ownership in your business and how it starts with personal development. For me, I have been really focusing on this in the last 6 months, so this topic couldn't be better for me to speak to you guys tonight. So one of the things that I have learned kind of the hard way sometimes over 8 years of being a coach is your business will never exceed your level of personal development. And leaders are readers that also take action. And you can read a lot of books and you could listen to a lot of podcasts, but if you do not apply what you're learning and take action, all of that knowledge just sits unused. So I want to know, how many of you would like to know what I feel are the secrets of growing a business with extreme ownership? Throw a yes, that's me in the chat if you would like to hear the couple of things that I feel are important to growing a strong business. So the first thing, and it looks like there's a lot of you, so exciting. So grab a paper and pen. I have a couple of points that I would love for you guys to make notes of. Number one, you must be coachable. Meet with your mentorship team and have them tell you where you could increase in areas of your skill sets. Because if you read, let's say, 10 books on conflict resolution, but where you could really use some growth would be in, let's say, starting conversations, then you're spending a lot of time working on the wrong thing. So get with your mentorship and see where they would suggest that you start, because personal development on a daily basis is a must, but it also must be the right information. So the second point is you must take action. I love the saying that says, ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice. If you have a ton of knowledge, but you're not taking action, then your business cannot move forward. And Dan Valentine has said so many times, he says, do the work. And when you don't feel like it, do the work anyway. And on a Monday night call a while back, he said something to help people manage expectations. And I have written this down because it has spoken volumes to me when I've had days where I'm frustrated. And he said, the antidote to disappointment and discouragement is action. I'm going to say that again. The antidote to disappointment and discouragement is action. Okay. Then number three, you must stay consistent. If you are taking action sporadically, you will have sporadic results with your business, kind of like on the program. If you're sporadically sticking to it, we kind of know what that outcome is going to be. And Doug Wood said something that I wrote down easily a year ago on a Monday night call. He said, consistency will always win. The action steps are easy once we commit and remain consistent. It's consistency is the key. Then number four, I think you might be hearing a little bit of a theme of leaders pouring into me that I have taken from Monday night calls. It is be on the trainings and be at convention. Make those rocks in your calendar. Every Monday night and at our events, you have top leaders who have done tons of personal development on themselves, and they are pouring into you each week. They are giving you the roadmap, and you just need to take action. So I have a question for you. I would love for you to take out your notes from the past five Monday night calls after this call. And I want you to take a look at if you have applied 50% or more of what you wrote down. If you haven't, then you're getting on a lot of calls without applying what you're learning. And that's what you get to take to your mentor to figure out how to bridge that gap. Then the fifth point that I always tell my team, because I've been doing this 8 years, is my key to success has been, I just didn't quit. Don't give up when it gets hard, because there are days or weeks or months or seasons that it does get hard. But when it gets tough, just remember, just don't quit. So the difference between where you are and where you want to be is the fear of taking action. Action is going to be the key to your success. And success leaves clues, and numbers don't lie. So I'm going to give you a quick baseball analogy, because all of you that know me, my life is surrounded by baseball. I have a 14-year-old son who just earned, and I'm using the word earned, a spot on a regional travel ball team. And my husband is the director of baseball at the facility where he's been over 8 teams. And there's a very specific ongoing theme going right now. Parents being upset about their children's playing time and why their kid isn't performing at the level they think they should be. And his question always is, what are the current results? What are the statistics of how your child is showing up? But then the second question is the key that will speak to you guys. It is your child doing work outside of the practices and games to increase their skill set? Are they hitting 100 balls off of a tee each day? Are you doing long tossing out in the backyard? Are they doing the work? And ironically enough, the parents that are struggling and complaining are the ones whose children are not doing the work, because it takes work to get where they want to be. It's the accountability that is lacking. So here's what I would ask of you. Is your business where you want it to be? Just like that baseball player, are you hitting 100 balls into the net each day? Meaning, are you starting 5, 10, 15 conversations a day in Messenger? Are you friend requesting people every single day? Are you doing the personal development in the area that you need to grow every single day? If you're not, your results aren't going to be where you want them to be. The numbers don't lie. Either you're doing the work or you aren't. But when you choose to take ownership and accountability for the work that you are or you're not doing, something magical happens. Your business will flourish. So I challenge you to take assessment of what you're doing on a daily basis to take extreme ownership of your business. Also, one of the other really important keys to extreme ownership of your business starts with taking extreme ownership of your health. So I'm excited to hear our next speaker talking about that. So back to you, Brian.
Thanks so much, Gwen. And man, you had a lot of, I took notes here. But like you said, are you taking the notes? Are you actually using what you're learning every single week? Are you growing? Are you taking action? Are you being consistent? Are you being at the events? And are you actually not quitting, right? Like being consistent and doing all those things. Man, that's taking extreme ownership of your life and taking extreme ownership of your personal development, what it is you need to do. And definitely get with your mentor on that, because your mentor can see things sometimes that you don't see, or maybe that you don't want to see. And so right now we have someone talking about extreme ownership of our health. And to do that is integrated presidential director, Jan Paxman. Jan, you there?
I'm here, Brian. Thank you so much for having me. And Gwen, you knocked it out of the park. That was so great. Thank you for those great reminders. So extreme ownership of our health. Okay, this one can be a little bit tricky. And you guys, we all know how incredible this program is. Every single one of us have had an experience with it, and we know exactly that this program works. But sometimes we falter, right? I'm here to tell you, I do. I'm pretty sure every single one of us have had challenges. And if we were to say on a scale of 1 to 10, if we were optimizing, you know, where would we say we are on that scale? Where would we put ourselves? There's always probably room to improve somewhere, right? So we're gonna give ourselves some grace if we're not exactly where we wanna be, but we're gonna talk about maybe reasons why we aren't where we wanna be and how we can turn that around, okay? So one thing I wanna bring out right at the beginning is if you struggle sometimes and you're struggling with your health, can you still be a great coach? And the answer is absolutely yes, right? Just because you struggle and you've put on a little bit of weight, that doesn't mean you forgot everything you knew or know, right? We can always continue to serve others. This is a journey and we're all in the trenches together. We're all working forward, going forward together. So don't ever back down and feel like I can't be effective as a coach just because I may be struggling through a season right now. You absolutely can. So give grace to yourself. This is a journey. So sometimes when we're struggling, we think we should like go back on plan, or I'll try harder again tomorrow or whatever. But we have to remember that action comes down the hierarchy of our actual processes that help to create real change. The first thing is our thoughts. Then comes our feelings, then comes action, and then comes results, okay? So we have to back it up sometimes to our thoughts. And if our thoughts are faulty, if somehow in the back of our mind, we can't see ourselves as an optimally healthy person for whatever reason, we need to start to shift that and see what life could be like for us as that optimally healthy person in every detail. So this is called vision. And I'd like you to think about Optavia and our leadership. Dr. A is a visionary person. The leadership that we work with, they are visionary people. And I had the privilege last week of attending the new Utah office grand opening. It's like 12 minutes from my house. I was so excited about that. But when I was there, I realized that as I was standing there looking at this beautiful facility that's going to serve our company so well, that whole thing was envisioned by our leadership way before it ever happened, right? In every detail, they had to think of every detail. And then it came one by one, piece by piece, it came into fruition. That is how optimal health comes. And if you're struggling with that vision of optimal health for yourself, that could be the challenge. Now, one of our habits of transformational leadership is leading from the future and acting in the now. So sometimes what happens is we think in terms of like, I don't know if I could become this. And therefore those thoughts are what permeates. And that's what we keep getting more and more of. And we want to change our thoughts to, I am in my healthy vision now. And tomorrow I'm going to wake up and live it as if it's happening now. Okay. So I hope this is resonating with you. I read this amazing book recently that reinforced the science behind Dr. A's Habits of Health Transformation System so beautifully. It's called Atomic Habits. How many of you guys have seen that book or read that book? It's all about small bursts of information consistently acquired over time, how that is what changes our ability to change our thought processes and our patterns of behavior so beautifully to create lasting change. And that's exactly how Dr. A built the Habits of Health system, was right around that same science. And I loved in that book an example that I'll just share with you for a person who was trying to quit smoking. So if a person was offered a cigarette who's trying to quit smoking and they say, oh, no, thank you, I'm trying to quit. Okay, there's one example. But think of the difference here when the person said, no, thank you, I'm not a smoker. Can you guys feel the difference there? I'm trying to quit versus I am not that person. Okay, so think about with your own health. Are you thinking, I'm doing Optavia to try to get healthy, or I am a healthy person now, today? I'm employing the habits of health in my life. It's who I am. It's how I roll. Like, that shift is what it took for me. Like, I had to get to that place where it's who I am. And now I make health an adventure, you guys. Think of that. Make health an adventure. So when you have a situation where you're like going on a cruise, or you're going to a fun place that's like all inclusive, or you're going to a wedding and there's just going to be tons of food there, think about it like, how can I go in there and rock this thing and come out on the other end of it? How do I want to feel at the other end of that vacation? Am I going to just show myself that I can live the habits of health through this whole vacation and come out of it on top? It doesn't mean I can't taste some things or whatever, but it doesn't mean you throw everything to the wind, right? You still stay in the pocket. You still implement stop, challenge, and choose. We get to live what we believe. We not only talk the talk, we walk the walk, right? So make health an adventure. Give grace to yourself again, but remember, grace can become your excuse. It cannot become your excuse when you're wanting to take extreme ownership of your health. Just in closing, I've got a couple of other tips. Cast that vision for yourself of who you are in your optimally healthy state. Cast that vision and think about it day and night. Write it down. Say it out loud to yourself. I am an optimally healthy, fit, and flexible person. I radiate health. Like, say those words out loud. There's power in that. And also plan ahead at night. Like, think about your day the next morning. Envision yourself going through the day, flowing through the day, knowing exactly what you're going to do and implementing that all day long. Just see yourself doing it. There's power in visualization. And then when you wake up in the morning, you've got your plan. So then you work your plan. You go through that day and don't let your day work you. You work it, right? And then think about the things that are working. When you maybe have some challenges you're working through, focus on what's going well. Gratitude for what's going well. And then you just simply back up a step and go back and envision yourself doing the other things a little better. Keep doing it a little bit better every day. And pretty soon you will have locked it in. So continue to make your health an adventure. And the last thing I'm going to say is, think of the people who suffer because we choose to not play all out with our health. When you model that health, honestly, you're setting yourself up to be able to serve more people so much more fully. Even though you're still a great coach, even if you're struggling, when you're rocking your health, you can't help but draw more people to you who see that example, who want to partner with you. So I'm so excited to have been able to share tonight, Brian, because literally this just reinforces it for me too. You guys are all amazing. We're all in this together. Remember, it is a process. So thank you so much, Brian.
Wow, Jan, thank you so much. And man, I again, a lot of notes. I love how you started off by saying your thoughts turn into feelings, turn into actions, because it all starts with what we think about, how we think about ourselves. How do we think? Are we thinking ourselves as healthy or not healthy? Are we taking those actions? There's another word that we've heard tonight a couple times, right? Are we actually taking the action steps, and are we doing a little bit each day to get better? I've been in for almost 20 years now, and I continue to work on things because you just don't give up. You just continue the process. You know, it's just so important to understand and give yourself a little grace, but don't, like you said, don't let it be your excuse. Don't let something, oh, I can't do this. Take extreme ownership of your health. And like you said at the end there, Jen, we can pay it forward to other people. And as we do that, we're gonna help ourselves in the process. So thank you so much. That is awesome.
You're welcome. So, thank you.
So next we have Presidential Director Lee Badishev, and he's gonna talk about extreme ownership of our business and being the CEO of our business. Lee?
Thanks, Brian. Wow. Hard to follow those two ladies. Gwen and Jen, you guys are amazing. Love all your wisdom and experience. So extreme ownership, and you brought that up a couple of times, Brian. And I actually love this topic because it made a personal impact on me. And what do I mean by that? Well, first, I want to kind of lay the groundwork for actually Optavia and what we do as coaches. You know, we have this thing called a life book, right? And within it, there's a title that actually sets the entire pace of extreme ownership, which is your path to optimal health and well-being, becoming the dominant force in your life. So what does that look like? A dominant force in your life means you took extreme ownership, whether that's in the mindset, the physical health, but also your business. So let's talk about that. How do we take extreme ownership in our business? I love it. Wayne Dyer once said, he said, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that was personally true to me. When I made a decision to take extreme ownership of my business is when things started to change. And so how do we become the dominant force and the authors in our life, as Dr. Anderson talks about? Well, it all starts by making that choice and choosing that you will be the owner. You will be the extreme owner of your business. And you, solely, you are the key of the success of your future. I love what actually Jim Rohn said. You know, it is the set of the sail, not the direction of the wind, that determines which way we will go. And that's perfectly true. We, as extreme owners of our business, are the ones that set the sail. The wind blows on us all. So why don't we get to choose? Why don't we make the decision to actually take leadership? Leadership, by the way, is taken. It's not given. And I want to tell you that the speed of the leader determines the speed of the team. So beautifully written, you know, in the life book in element 4, there's a couple of things that really set the groundwork for how to actually lead well, how to take extreme ownership. One, the opposite way of doing it is the drama triangle, right? The opposite of owning something is actually playing victim, being a villain, or being the hero, running around trying to fix everything for everybody. But there's another triangle. It's the empowerment triangle, right? That's the one where we are the creators. We are the dominant force. We are the ones that took extreme ownership of our business. We are the challengers and we are the coaches. And that's what we do, right? We coach. So, you know, I love that saying, if it's going to be, it's up to me. And really that's the mindset of a CEO. And CEOs, there's really a few responsibilities that CEOs take as their business, right? They first ask their questions, what's important? What am I good at? What am I procrastinating in? What can I improve? What can I stop doing? What can I start doing? So these are some serious questions that we as CEOs need to ask ourselves to really determine the set of the sail. And you know, as leaders, as CEOs of our business, we make those major decisions, right? By first making the decision to be the leader, make a decision to be the extreme owner of our business. But we also make a decision to lead our organization. We lead our team. And you know, understanding also the responsibilities and overseeing the plan. And also obviously leading every single and understanding that you have a team that you're going to be leading and working with. So a few things that really helped me be a CEO of my business. I decided to embrace accountability. That's a big one. Not avoid it, but embrace it. Because through accountability, I got to see the weaknesses or the blind spots that I did not see before. And that's true for everyone. You know, and by the way, I've learned another thing within your team and however you guys want to, I'm not dictating how you should building your business. I'm just sharing with you what has worked with me. You know, certain standards that we set, you know, your business is going to go up to the level that you tolerate it to be. So are you tolerating it being the victim triangle or the empowerment triangle? Just does your entire organization, does your team know what our mission is about? Do they personally know their own mission? Because our mission, the overall mission is lifelong transformation, right? One healthy habit at a time. Do they understand that? Are they up for that? Are they embracing that? Is it simple? Are we keeping it simple? If we're making it very complicated, which we can, then your business is gonna, there's gonna be a slowdown there too. So make it super simple. You know, are you empowering those people around you? Are you enabling them? So, you know, as a CEO, as a business owner, as somebody that takes extreme ownership, it's very important to embrace the mission. It's very important to understand the tools that are given to us, like our business leaders, our business coaches. What does the compensation plan look like? Do we understand it? Have we studied it? Are we being professionals? Are we taking what we do seriously? Not ourselves, but what we actually do as coaches, as business coaches, do we take what we do seriously? And the last few things that I want to mention that are really been really helpful for me and Lana, my wife and my business partner, to do more of what we do better. So understand, you know, there's certain things like secondary choices that are, you know, that we're going to do whether we like them or not to get to our primary choice, right? Our fundamental choice of what we want to do in our business. But, you know, everything else can be delegated. There's a lot of things that we choose to do because it's easy, but we can actually delegate out. So, and Jen already mentioned another big thing is, you know, planning for the future. So leading from the future, acting in the now. One thing that I've heard and I absolutely agree with, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. So are you working with your business coach, your business leader on your map? Are you working with them to really understand and comprehend what it is that we're doing, we're offering? And by the way, like I said, this may not be for every single person, but the ones that I'm speaking to that take extreme ownership and want to really lead well, lead fast, these are the things that are critical. And so pretty much the last thing I want to mention is, are you communicating with your team? Are you having conversations? Do you know which we are in the relationship business, you guys? So it's very important to understand where your team is, where you're at. And are you a personality driven person? There's a lot of personalities here. I could tell you that really the best way to go that I've learned is really plugging into a system. So it's not your business success is not going to be determined by personality, but be determined by the systems that are in place. So these are a few things that I want to share with you. Brian, I have chosen to take extreme ownership in my business. And part of that is plugging into you and allowing you to show me how to do it. So Brian, thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Lee. And wow, again, lots of great notes. But you know, just making that decision to be the CEO of your business, choosing the empowerment triangle versus the drama triangle. I mean, all these things are so important. I love what you said about setting the sail. We all have wind that's blowing at us, right? Are you planning ahead? Are you planning your life? I mean, are you taking responsibility and are you taking action and being the leader that you would want to follow? You know, all those things are just great. Thank you so much, Lee. Thanks to all of our speakers tonight. Amazing call. Right now we have Global Director Greg Rex going to talk to us about the field-led training coming up. Greg?
Thanks, Brian. Oh, I'm super excited about this topic. The first question I would ask is, have you ever set a goal and got close and then lost your motivation? Or have you ever set a goal, reached it, and then slipped back and then you have to start all over again? Tonight, Susan LaBelle and I are going to talk about why that happens. We're going to use the topic of structural tension, which is how to get from where you are to one where do you want to be. But I tell you, after working with Tony Robbins and some of the best goal-setting experts in the world, I have never seen a goal-setting process that's this effective and that this sustainable and lasting. So we're going to take a little bit of time on the next call. There's a link. You have to go to 880-548-840. You can write that down or you can copy it. There's the link in there. Copy it in the chat and go to this different Zoom. And we're going to rock and roll, roll up our sleeves and give you the best of how to set goals and make them stick, make them sustainable, make it fun and easy.
Wow, Greg. And I'm excited for that call because I love that topic and you do a great job with that. I'm sure you and Susan are going to rock it. So great. One last thing before we get on that call, and that is Integrated Presidential Director, Selena Murphy. Are you there?
I'm here. What an amazing call.
We'll talk to us about Wednesday night.
Yes. I'm so pumped. I'm so excited because we are going to be coming at you guys for that summer support. Who doesn't need a little extra support this summer? Push all your clients this incredible free tool that's every Wednesday in strengthening that summer support system. And we're also going to be sharing some incredible, inspiring stories. A little teaser, we have some amazing, amazing people coming on, people of all walks of life to really share what Optavia has done for them. And don't forget, you can actually get these texts right to your account and make sure that you are pushing your clients to this. This is such a beautiful way for them to stay connected to this community. It's something that leaders come together, spend a lot of time pouring into every week for you and your clients. So make sure you text that Optavia coach and encourage your clients to text Optavia 30 to that 99,000. Amazing, guys. Great call. Back to you, Brian.
Wow. Thank you, Selena. And I'm looking forward to that Wednesday night call. And that is for everyone to be on, to be a part of. And I love this. I love the stories. So with that, we have one more announcement. That is next Monday, because it's Memorial Day. We are not going to have a call that night. But you guys have a great Memorial Day weekend this weekend. And I hope you got as much out of it as I did. Let's get on the field led training next. Thank you.
At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The previous audio contained the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note that they have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. The stories shared reflect the unique experience of a very small percentage of Optavia coaches and should not be relied upon by prospective or current Optavia coaches as an indication of what they should expect to earn. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches.